What a great line tonight to start this convention. I think it's so wonderful, and I think that I was on the way here, driving down this road, I told my wife, I said, you know, it's been 45 years coming down this road to this property and having God meet us here. I think I could drive it in my sleep. But I've got to tell you that in that 45 years, there's been a lot of falling and a lot of getting up. And the grace of God that every one of us, and I think that if we had time to go around the room, that would probably be the testimony of all of us in here tonight.
Hallelujah.
That we've been on our face more times than we'd like to admit.
Amen.
And I was thinking of the scripture over in 1 John chapter 1, where it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I was thinking as Brother Dan was sharing his confession about going 5 miles over the speed limit. I'm sure none of you guys have done that in this place tonight, right? Well, I have, and I found out what this thing of an advocate really is. And so I have an advocate in Springfield, Missouri, and I've had a ticket or two that I've had to pay, you know, but I pay the price for an attorney. And he goes on my behalf, and there's nothing. The next time they pull me over, my slate is clean. That's an example. Now, that's not so that I can continue speeding. Don't ask me if I still do. but really, here's the thing, that when you fall and the grace of God picks you up, you have an advocate with the Father. And from that point on, from that second on, your slate is clean. And when the enemy comes to try to find fault with you, there's no record. Because your advocate blots out your transgressions. And what's important, and the reason that that's so important is not so that you can continue speeding or continue sinning. It's that you can continue growing. So that you can keep your connection with the only one that can help you grow, that grace of God, which, by the way, the Bible refers to grace over in Hebrews chapter 10 as the Spirit of grace.
Yes.
So it's actually the operation of the Holy Spirit. His character, his fiber is grace. And if you continue to grow, he says over here in 1 John, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. He says nothing to little children about overcoming. But I can tell you this, if you continue to grow from a little child to a young man, you will overcome. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, the word abides in you, and you have overcome. And he that is born of God does something. It's in your DNA. It's in you tonight that if you will continue to grow in grace, you and I will, by the power of God, overcome. You can't help but overcome if you continue to grow. And so what a great line, and the prevenient grace of God. Man, when I look at my life even before what I call coming into Christ, which it's hard really to say before I came into Christ, since we actually came into Christ before the foundation of the world. But when I actually woke up to the fact that Christ was to be revealed in me, God was at work in all those circumstances. And you know, I went through a lot of stuff as a kid, and I'm grateful for every one of those today, because those are the things that made me hungry for God. And we're gonna close with that tonight. So what a great line, the full gamut, all the way from the grace of God that brings salvation to the grace that's yet to be revealed.
Hallelujah.
In transformation, and seals this thing up onto the ages of ages. Amen. We're gonna stand and come and give, and Sister Lori is going to sing a song.
Was lost, but now. We've been there, oh, 10,000 years.